cops come out of retirement to help combat crime at Jatuchak. Retired police detectives are back on the beat, deployed on a mission to weed out crooks preying on shoppers at the country's most famous weekend market. The Jatuchak weekend market, spanning 68 rai, resembles a small town on weekends with an estimated 150,000 shoppers, many of them foreign tourists. The large crowd at Jatuchak, or JJ Market as it's commonly known, are a perfect target for criminals, police say. The market employs 300 police and security guards, but the team is not nearly large enough to cover the market's vast premises. To increase the size of the force and to boost security at the market, the company in charge of security has opted to bring police out of retirement. The market teems with more than 17,000 vendors, many of whom report a variety of crimes on a regular basis. One of the most common crimes is the theft of goods from vendors while they stack their merchandise before opening their shop, Surat Dapmai, the head of the State Railway of Thailand's governor's office, said. The SRT owns and manages the market land. Pickpockets are another nuisance, he said. They often operate in gangs and prowl the markets in the late afternoons and evenings. Mr. Surat said the gangs comprise locals and foreigners from Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. Many of the Thai crooks are tied to theft networks in Klong Toei, he added. The pickpockets are hard to catch since they work in teams and quickly pass the stolen goods from one gang member to another. Police usually have no evidence and are unable to catch them red-handed, he said. All they can do is take photos of the suspects, record their personal details, and let them go, he said. But they come back soon enough and it's not easy to weed them out. Incidents involving armed robbery have happened, but are quite rare, he said. Some corners of the market have become hangouts for teenagers to buy, sell, or take drugs, Mr. Surat said. The notorious $1 gang of Iranians also prey on foreign tourists at the market. Members of the gang approach potential victims and ask for money, he said. They then open their wallets to show the shoppers they're down to their last American dollar. The scam artists speak to their target in poor English to distract them, while another gang member sneaks up behind them to pull money from the victim's purse. Mr. Surat said the market now has 72 surveillance cameras to keep an eye on the action. At least 80 more cameras will be installed. Two of the crime hotspots at the market are around the pet shops and the teenage merchandise sections, because they are particularly crowded, he said. Police Lieutenant Colonel Surasak Punsihirat is president of SNS Corporation, which was contracted last year to provide security at the market. He said his firm has recruited retired police to help fight back against crime at the market. The market is under the jurisdiction of the Bangsu Police Station, which has only 20 police available to patrol the market. A total of 37 retired police, many of them former investigators specializing in theft cases, were hired to maintain security at the market by Police Lieutenant Colonel Surasak's firm.